This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 8th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As a nation, the U.S. may not have repented yet, but at least one mayor in the country is calling for repentance. Matt Miller, mayor of Ashland, Ohio, dedicated the city to Jesus Christ and called the people to prayer and repentance. Frontlines Ohio reports that 25 churches joined in the call to repentance. In addition, Dr. Carlos Campos, president of Ashland University and Theological Seminary, called on the faculty of U.S. universities to seek God. He said, quote, "Join me to repent, where universities across this country have failed to follow their mission to pursue truth to its final end, which can lead to only one thing, the embodiment of truth, and that is Jesus Christ," end quote. After weeks of lightning strikes and another record-breaking fire season, California is getting the double punch with what some are calling, quote, "an epic heat wave," end quote. By God's overruling providence, several cities experienced record-breaking temperatures over the weekend. Paso Robles at 117 degrees Fahrenheit and Woodland Hills at 121 degrees. Governor Gavin Newsom has placed 5 counties under emergency for wildfires, including Fresno, Madera, and Mariposa counties, where the Creek Fire is burning, as well as San Bernardino and San Diego counties, where the El Dorado and Valley fires continue to rage. And as of Sunday, the 2020 fire season is the worst in history for damage to land and structures, at 2.1 million acres burned, just beating out the 2018 fire season. Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29 declares, "Let us serve God with reverence and godly fear, for He is a consuming fire." In a recent tweet, President Donald Trump has aired his opposition to the 1619 history project of the leftist New York Times, now being implemented in districts in California and Illinois and elsewhere around the country. In response, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas has introduced the Saving America History Act of 2020, reports Fox News. The act would deny federal funding for schools implementing the revisionist history, which purports to frame the founding of America around a slave economy. In addition, the act refers to the 1619 program as, quote, "a racially divisive and revisionist account of history that threatens the integrity of the Union by denying the true principles on which it was founded," end quote. The Supreme Court Bostick v. Clayton County ruling, a pro-LHBT decision, is already changing the landscape of the country. Last week, a federal judge cited Bostick in a case which would force Christian hospitals and doctors to accommodate transgenderism and transgender surgeries. And last month, a U.S. district judge struck down an Idaho law which would have banned boys pretending to be girls from participating in girls' athletic competitions. Now, Communist China is clamping down on Christian funerals. A Three-Self Church pastor in Liaoning told Bitter Winter magazine that, quote, "the Religious Affairs Bureau summoned church directors to inform them that congregations were not allowed to hold services for the deceased, and preachers were banned from hosting weddings and funeral ceremonies. Any clergy member who holds such services or ceremonies will be dismissed and punished," end quote. Fox News reports that the Pentagon has revealed China's plans to double its nuclear armaments over the next decade. The report quotes experts who believe the hostile regime is, quote, "configuring its military to kill Americans," end quote. But let us remember, the Lord makes desolations in the earth. He causes wars to cease, and He burns the chariot in the fire. Psalm 46, verse 9. And finally, a new Pew Research study now finds that 2/3 of self-identifying American Christians and 53% of evangelicals say casual sex outside of marriage is okay by them, but it's still not okay with God. Here's an FYI. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, "The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. But 1 Corinthians 6 verse 11 is comforting. For such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.